All right. And we're live. All right. I'm just going to give it a few minutes because notifications have not been sent out yet, but I have to start talking right away because I end up putting this up on Podbean. I don't know what I'm saying. And it's like just a podcast. So if you didn't catch the live, you can go to Podbean. And it's uploaded there. I'll upload it after I end this. Sometimes it's nice to listen to a podcast because you can't sit and watch the streaming process. So, all right. Hey, Catherine in the house. Hello. 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 All right. Okay. There's a few people on here. Welcome. It's been a long time, a very long time since I've gone live. And I won't take up too much of your time. This is going to be hopefully kind of short, but I just want to do a quick recap. I've been summer mode with my kids. My kids didn't go back to school until like last week. So I have been in mom mode. And don't worry, my kids go to a very good American loving school with no crappy indoctrination. And so we're good. We're good. It's going well. I feel like it's going well. I feel like we're on the right track with that. And so I'm back. I'm back. Hey, Aria from the Netherlands. What's up? Tucker just released a new interview. I'll have to listen. New Hampshire. What's up, Chris? Hey, guys. Hello, Rosa in Miami. I'm sure it's nice there. All righty, guys. Another one from Florida. Hello, Thomas. Southern Florida. I hope you guys are well. That hurricane kind of came and went. And the media didn't blow it up too much. So I'm thinking DeSantis handled it pretty well, which is good. Okay. All right. Let's just, I felt like I needed to come live because I just watched the press secretary. And I don't know if you guys might have seen this. She just came on and we were notified just last night or this morning. I found out this morning Jill Biden has COVID. And I put out a video last week, and I sounded crazy at the time because people are like, wow, you're crazy, that they're bringing COVID back. And I think they're bringing COVID back. And I'm going to say it, and I think that's where we're heading. Also, Whoopi Goldberg was announced today that she was not joining The View because she had COVID. You're starting to see a lot more masks. And then Jean-Pierre, whatever, the press secretary, she said that Joe Biden will be wearing a mask when, you know, he's indoors and close to people and things like that. And the approach I'm seeing them take now is not, we're bringing COVID back or a whole new thing is happening. We're just doing what we do, right? Although there's several studies out now talking about the negativity of masks, talking about how they could potentially cause seizures, possibly cause cancer. And they're now, you know, telling everybody to mask up. And then also Joe Biden last week came out and said that there's a new vaccine that works that's going to be coming out, which is like a new vaccine that works. So what are you saying about the old vaccine? Like what is, and has Jill Biden not had boosters? I mean, wasn't this supposed to prevent all that or it lessens the symptoms? Anyways, this is the strategy that they're going with here. And my mother and father were actually flying last week. And they had the opportunity to talk to some people at the TSA, and TSA is saying that they're going to be bringing back protocols mid-September. I don't know if it's going to be enforcement. I doubt they come out in force. If you know government, right, it's all about like boiling the frog again, right? So they're going to just start, hey, it's highly recommended that you do this. It's highly recommended. You need to do this and do what we say, and it's highly recommended. And then they'll push that for a while. And then it'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, the surge is happening and there's just all this stuff happening. And oh my gosh, you know, fear, 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 panic, 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 fear, fear, fear. And then all these enforcements happening. probably around, I would predict around Thanksgiving, Christmas, you start to see mandates come down. Now, will people comply with this? I pray to God that people do not comply with this, that they wake up and realize that you're being manipulated, you're being controlled, and they're using it to push fear again. This is insane. It's like a bad dream. You know, you're like, oh, or you're like, you're waking up from the horrible COVID dream and you're like, oh, thank God that was just a dream. It's over. And it's like, no, you're still dreaming. It's round two. They're coming again and they're pushing all this. And I'm telling you guys, if we don't push back, you're going to see just an ushering in of a totalitarian regime that you've never seen before, because they're thinking, okay, like we did this, but was there really that much pushback? I mean, really, like, what, you know, the courts now have ruled a lot in our favor. And when they tried to go through OSHA, remember they had tried to do that and they tried to push, companies and businesses to force the vaccine on people. And they lost a lot there, but I got a bad feeling about it. And also, when you think about it, guys, I don't know if you remember this, but if you've been following me for a long time, it was back in October, I think, of 2019 that I was on here doing a live, and I mentioned the Wuhan flu. I said, there's a flu going around. It's happening in China. I don't know if it's anything. I said this, okay? I don't know if it's anything. But, you know, keep an eye on it. We'll see if it develops into anything. This was 2019. So what is that? In October. So that was exactly a year and about a month before the 2020 election. Okay. So now we're coming up on this 2024 election, right? We're entering fall. So I wouldn't be surprised if something comes out in October-ish that, you know, induces the fear, the panic, all of that, as we head into this 2024 election. I know I sound like crazy, crazy conspiracy theorist, but I'm going to tell you, I'm 10 for 10 when it comes to the conspiracy theories at this point of time. This is something that I feel like I could see this coming about. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's happening right now. And I think like everyone's, it's like, no, this can't happen, right? This can't, like, they're not gonna, but how is Joe Biden going to campaign? Honestly, he can't complete sentences. He's falling all over the place. He doesn't know where he is half the time. How is he going to run a campaign in 2024? And then there's part of me that thinks it won't be Joe. Like, they're going to pull him. He's not going to be the candidate. And then would they have Kamala come on? I don't think so. I have this feeling that they wouldn't go with Kamala, which would make you think that if you're a Democrat, right, and you're all about, you know, looking like you're completely diverse and you're all about that, you know, inclusion and all that, you know, all that stuff, I think that would outrage the Democrats. If you're a Democrat and they're not going to go with Kamala, I think you should stomp your feet and make some noise. But I don't think that they're going to go with Kamala if Joe's not the guy. And so it makes me think, well, then who, right? And a lot of people float Gavin Newsom, but there's something about this guy that I don't think he's very likable. He's like that rich kid, snobby kid in school, gives you that, like, you know, like just the slick hair and the just there's a smugness about him that's not endearing to that middle America, that blue dog Dem that they need, that working class person that they need to win. So I don't know. I don't know, but I'm in my head about it a lot. And those are my thoughts on that. As far as Trump goes, as far as our side goes, my goodness, there's so many different things that could come into play over the next 12 months, 14 months. And I mean, if you're following what they're trying to do now, a lot of these Democrat states are trying to remove Trump from the ballot. This is their next like approach. Well, like, you know, and all these, and I just want to come out and say this, all of these indictments are bogus. Like, they're bogus indictments. Well, there's the evidence and there's this evidence and he's guilty. Like, okay, just calm yourself down. Okay. I see it all as a complete political hit job. I do. And I'm not like huge Trump, like, woo. Like I'm watching this all come into play, and I see the political party in charge going after its political opposition and trying to like literally take them down. And what are these indictments? I want to go through some of the indictments. First, it's the campaign financing with the whole Stormy Daniels thing in New York. It's a bogus thing. And if you're going to talk campaign financing, Hillary Clinton paid for the Russian dossier and got a slap on the wrist, right? Like using campaign financing. It should be a slap on the wrist to move on, if anything. But they're trying to like trump up the charges and make them like this huge big deal. Also, the classified docs in Florida. Okay. Pence had classified docs. Joe Biden had classified docs, and he wasn't even supposed to. He was a senator. Okay. He didn't even have the right to declassify. Guy took documents, had them for years, knowing full well. I mean, this guy is swamp of swamp. Like, he knows the rules. He's not like some political outsider that's like, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to take the documents. Took the documents, had them all over the place, right? Had them in his garage with foreign people coming over, having access to them. Okay. And he was a senator, wasn't able to declassify, had the documents, no, nothing happening there, right? It's all about Trump. Another one, election interference. When you start to really go into this case with the Fanny lady or whatever her name is, her face is, I don't know her name, but she's like this avid anti-Trump, like attorney woman going after Trump. But when you start to discuss the charges and finding the votes, the clips that they're relying on, right, the information that they're relying on, it's all taken out of context. So when you listen to the entire dialogue of Trump talking about finding the votes and stuff like, it's not coercion, it's not RICO, it's nothing like that. So I don't know what will happen there, but we'll see. And then the January 6th, the peacefully go and protest. And if you've been studying January 6th and you're paying attention, and I can't say this on Facebook because Facebook is completely censored. If you know what happened in January 6th. Like, you know, if you know, you know. And if you know who was there and who pushed the whole thing, you know, right? So those are the indictment charges, right? It's all just hoopla. It's hoopla. It's just like, it's noise. Whether he gets found guilty or not, that's a whole nother story, right? Like, New York is going to be tough because you've got predominantly Democrats there. Like, a jury there, they're like all like, yay, communism. So that could be a problem. And then there's part of me like, what happens if he is found guilty? And then what happens if they like arrest him? And then I know there will be appeal and all that stuff, but could they actually put him in jail like immediately? Like, could that happen? And then you start thinking, could he serve from jail as president? Could he be elected? And he could. Then you think, well, would enough people in the United States comprehend what is really happening, really understand that the political opposition has just jailed their opponents? This is what you see in like Venezuela. When I was working on PACs, speaking out on China, I had people that were held in internment camps, Uyghurs, and another woman that also escaped one of the internment camps there and fled to Australia. And they talk about the Communist Party and how they arrest opposition and what they're fearful about what they're seeing here, because it's exactly what they saw in China. And I get like for the Trump haters, and you've been conditioned to believe, you know, Orange Man is bad and he's a horrible person and, you know, he's a tyrant. He didn't do anything tyrannical when he was president. There was nothing done that was tyrannically done or lawlessness where he just ruled like a dictator. So there's this imaginary fear that people have. And if you really are honest with yourself, when Trump was president, life was better. Whether you like him or not, life was better. Inflation was like non-existent. We could afford gas. We could afford groceries. You could afford to possibly go on vacation. Your home value was worth something. You had money in the bank. You had savings. Like, all of that has changed. And it's all intentional also, if you're paying attention. This isn't, oh, it's COVID's fault. These are Democrat policies in action right now that are affecting your everyday life. But I'll tell you this, they're intentional. They have to eliminate the middle class. That's the goal. Eliminate the middle class, get more and more people dependent on the government, and let the elites rule. Like, that is the goal. That is where we're heading if we don't stop this. So here we are. Like, here we are. And I mean, there's so many different things that could come into play. There's so many different scenarios. And what's crazy to me is, like, when I talk to my husband about it, when I'm like, I could not tell you what 5 months from now look like. I couldn't tell you what 2 months from right now, what it looks like. And we've never been here. We've never been here. So even if you're a lefty and you're all, like, in on communism and having a global order of governance, do you like this unknown, continuous, volatile world that has been created by the people in charge? Like, do you like it? Are you enjoying it? Do you like to not know or have any kind of stability to even be able to plan? Like, think about this. People are like, they're bringing COVID back, right? They're bringing COVID back. So do you go flying on a plane now? Like, what does that look like? Can you plan a vacation 6 months from now? No. And that's because of the people in charge right now. Right now. Oh, but, you know, and if you buy into all this, Biden's a good guy, didn't he say he'd handle it? Didn't he say he'd get it under control? And that's why you voted for him, lefties? Didn't you vote for him because Trump didn't have a plan? Biden had a plan. He's going to get it under control. Well, look what they've done. Now they're bringing it all full circle and trying to make your life miserable. Miserable. It's not fun. It's not fun with these people in charge. And they're all doing this on purpose. It's on purpose. And I hope the people that are believing that this government, these people, that they think that these people, that if you believe these people, if you believe them, I hope that you're waking up. And it amazes me, the people that believe that those in charge really have their best interests at heart. Like, I learned years ago that they did not have my best interests at heart. Like, years ago. I was a kid. I start looking at the Iraq war. You start looking at what's going on. You start looking at 9/11, all this stuff. You start really diving into things and you're like, these people aren't the good guys. I thought they were the good guys. They're not the good guys. And at some point, whether it be now, whether it be 5 years from now, and God knows what our world looks like at that point, whether it be 5 months from now, at some point, you will see the good guys aren't the good guys. And the people you thought were the bad guys are the good guys. So here we go. Here we go. But you know what? Regardless of what lies ahead, I trust God. I really do. And this is where my faith does come into play, because I've been really studying lately. Like, I've been deep into, like, Revelations. I've been deep into eschatology. And there's a peace in that. There's a peace in that for me, because I might not know what happens 5 weeks from now, 5 months from now, 5 years from now, but I do know how it all ends. And I do know what has to happen in order for what God has spoken to come to pass. And there's a peace in that. It's like getting you're reading a book, right? And you've read the first couple chapters and you're like, this is nuts, right? And then you're able to flip ahead all the way to the very end. You haven't read the middle, because we're in the middle right now. But you read the very end and you read that the bad guys get punished. The good guys prevail. God is still on the throne. Justice prevails. The wicked perish. And you're like, oh, okay, it ends well. It ends well. Like, that's where I'm at. So though we're walking through this middle part where we're like, the end is good. And that provides a peace for me. It really does. So that's where I'm at. And I would love to dive deeper into Revelations and what I've kind of discovered. Because I do feel like when you have that understanding, like a full understanding of how it all goes down and what happens, there is this internal peace that comes. And there's eternal peace when you have Jesus. Like there really is. Like it's rocky and it's crazy and I don't know, but Jesus is that rock, right? Jesus is the one that I cling to in the midst of the storm. And I know that he's going to look out for me and he's going to look out for my loved ones. And there's a trust in that, right? But also that all of this is just so futile. It's just such a, like a, it's this life is a vapor, right? And what really matters is eternity. What really matters is that you are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body, right? And so your soul and your spirit are going to live on. Like you're going to live on. This isn't it. So to get caught up in the up and down and oh my gosh, and twists and turns, and it's a waste. What matters is knowing Jesus and having a relationship with him and knowing that you're his and having him know you, right? Because it's very important to know Jesus and to have him know you. Because when the Bible talks about like, well, how do you know? Like, how do you know that you're saved? How do you know that it ends well for you, right? How do you know that? Well, because Jesus says, you know, many will come in my name, many will cast out demons and they'll do all these wonderful things. And you could go to church every single day and you could feed the poor and you could do this for the homeless and you could do this and you could do that. You cannot earn your way. Can't earn your way. Can't earn your way to heaven, right? It's knowing Jesus. Because Jesus says, I will say to them, depart from me, for I didn't know you. It's about knowing him and having him know you. And that's spending time with him. That's talking to him. That's sharing what you're feeling with him. That's sharing the ups and downs and the insecurities that all of this that we're facing and we don't know what's coming and we're like, ah, but that's trusting in him, right? Don't be Peter, man. Peter got out on that boat and he started looking at the waves. He started panicking. Ah, but we're to fix our eyes on Jesus. Right? We're to keep ourselves locked on him and to trust him through all of the twists and turns. And that's what I keep coming back to, because honestly, I'd love to sit back and predict what's coming. And I'd love to be able to tell you, well, this is who's going to win. I really feel it. And this is how it's going to happen. But at the end of the day, I don't know. And at the end of the day, no one is going to save us, right? Jesus has already done that. So don't put your hope in a politician. Don't put your hope in a candidate. Don't put your hope in a movement. Put your hope in Jesus, because he will save. He has saved, and it's already been done. And that's where I am right now. You know, like, and I've been very political. I mean, that's kind of my background. But I do feel like the more I look at it, both sides are an absolute mess. And for me to think that one person or one individual or one could change it or make it all better is ignorant, right? It's become so corrupt, so dirty, so evil that only God can do it. Only God can do it. So that's where my hope is. That's where my faith is. That's where my trust is. And that's kind of where I'm heading. So as we head into this 2024 cycle, it's going to be a lot about God and putting your faith in him, because that's what matters. And it might bother some of you and you might be like, yeah, you know, I'm done. I'm done listening to her. I don't care. But the people that need to hear it are going to hear it. And that's what's important to me. So that's what I got for you guys. That's pretty much it. But keep the faith, right? Trust God and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. He has you, right? You got to trust in him. Have faith in God. So that's kind of my message for today. I don't have much more time, but I wanted to kind of give you the rundown, give you my thoughts, and we can be more specific as we head into more commentary and more lives. But God bless you guys. Thank you to my supporters, my Patreon supporters, my Facebook supporters, those that give on YouTube. You guys are a blessing. It encourages me to keep going. I don't have like some major conservative outlets that back me or anything like that. It's just me. So I'm thankful for you guys that do support me. So that's it. All right, you guys, we'll stay tuned and we'll talk again soon. Bye, guys.